Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get ready to turn the calendar to 2022, you may need a new calendar, and we have the 2022 Garden Calendar from ISU Extension available here in the office. The theme for the 2022 Garden Calendar is Edibles in the Garden, and it includes 12 months of photos of popular edible plants and flowers found in Iowa, including rhubarb, pineapple sage, dandelions, tomatoes, and more. In addition to the photos, the calendar includes seasonal guidance for growers of fruits and vegetables, trees, shrubs, flowers, and lawns. Reminders on things such as planting and harvesting dates are provided, along with year-long tips on caring for your plants and your lawn and garden. You can buy that on the online store through ISU Extension or find it here at the Cass County Extension Office for $8. Again, that is the 2022 Garden Calendar featuring Iowa edibles in the landscape, available for purchase for $8 to get your 2022 calendar year off to a good start. Coming up right after the first of the year, next week, Monday, January 3rd, right before the kiddos head back to school, a reminder that we are hosting a babysitting basics workshop. Any youth age 11 through 15 interested in learning the skills to be a successful babysitter are invited to join us for this day-long babysitting workshop. The fee is $10 per person. It includes lunch and a babysitting take-home bag full of resources that the newly trained babysitters can use. Topics covered during the course include the basics of babysitting, caregiving, playtime and fun, food safety and nutrition while babysitting, safety and injury prevention, and an overview of basic first aid to help keep the babysitter and those in their care safe. If you'd like to join us for the Babysitting Basics Workshop, give us a call today or tomorrow, and we can get you signed up. Again, $10 fee per participant. Anyone interested in taking that Babysitting Basics workshop can get registered today or tomorrow. We will be closed on Friday for the New Year holiday. Something else to think of as we get into the colder part of the year. If you have an oak tree that you are hoping to get trimmed up, December through February is the best time to prune oak trees in Iowa. Pruning them in winter greatly reduces the risk of an oak wilt infection. As a reminder, oak wilt is a fungal disease that is lethal to many oaks, and it is spread from infected trees to healthy trees by sap-feeding beetles. The infections most commonly occur in spring and early summer, when the beetles are very active. During this time of year, in the spring and summer, oak trees that are infected are producing a lot of fungal material, and they release a fruity odor that attracts these sap-feeding beetles. The beetles feed on the spores and move from tree to tree, and often visit the sap that forms at the surface of pruning cuts. For this reason, we recommend pruning in December through February, when the pruning cuts will not produce as much sap and it is too cold for those insects to fly. So something to put on your winter to-do list if you have an oak tree in your yard or landscape that you are hoping to get some branches pruned off of. Now is a great time of year to do that. And finally, succulents are becoming very popular plants indoors, but their care looks a little different than typical tropical foliage house plants. Succulents are any plants that have thick or juicy stems and leaves, and they can be found in many different plant families. Popular succulent species are found in the stonecrop family, spurge family, and cactus family, among others. All cactus are succulents, but not all succulents are cactus, if you're wondering how that works. Succulents do generally make good houseplants because they require little care and are grown for their attractive leaves, stems, growth habits, and sometimes flowers. They come in many different colors, shapes, and sizes, and they are often small, which makes them easy to place in small rooms or collect in groupings in the home. Regardless of the species, nearly all succulents thrive in the same environmental conditions. We'll share a few tips here, but if you would like to read the full article, we encourage you to visit the Horticulture and Home Pest News December newsletter for a detailed information on care of succulents indoors, everything from watering to fertilizer to the amount of sunlight to planting and propagation and repotting if you want to make more of your favorite succulents. Light is a common challenge for succulents grown indoors and is often one of the most limiting factors when growing succulents. Ideally, you want to find the brightest location you can indoors. looking for 10 or more hours of bright indirect light. Some species will tolerate lower light levels, but most will not thrive with less than 6 to 8 hours of bright light. As providing this amount of light is often difficult to do, you may want to rotate plants often to keep them from growing lopsided towards the light. When light levels are too low, plants will develop lanky, pale growth. Move plants to a brighter location or provide supplemental light if needed. And again, lots more tips on soils, containers, temperature, humidity, watering, fertilizer, and more in that Horticulture and Home Pest December newsletter titled Care of Succulents Indoors. You can find that on the ISU Extension website. Just Google Horticulture and Home Pest News or Succulents to find that article. We'd also be more than happy to print that for you if you stop in the Extension office. For information on all of our upcoming events and activities, and for resources and publications from ISU Extension, you can always give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the ISU Extension website or our very own Cass County Extension website for local news and events. You can also follow us on social media. We have a Facebook page, and our 4-H program is on Instagram. You can also stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. As a reminder, we will be closed this Friday in celebration of the New Year holiday, and we look forward to seeing all of you in the new year. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.